Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera podcast.
There have been clashes between protesters and police in Senegal after a court sentenced opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years in prison. Sonko was acquitted of rape charges but found guilty of corrupting youth. His supporters have been protesting the ruling and say the trial was politically motivated by his rivals, including President Macky Sall. Sonko has yet to be arrested, though. He's still at his house after being tried in absentia. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv has come under attack again, with the military saying it has shot down a further 10 Russian missiles. 3 people were killed in the latest attack, part of a recent escalation by Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking at a meeting of leaders in neighbouring Moldova, once again called for Ukraine to be granted NATO and European Union membership.
We need peace. We need just peace. That is why every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO. And there are only 2 alternatives to this, either an open war or creeping Russian occupation.
Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić is calling on ethnic Serb demonstrators in northern Kosovo to remain peaceful after days of tension there. NATO is increasing its 4,000-strong mission in northern Kosovo after dozens of peacekeepers and protesters were hurt in confrontations on Monday. Serb opposition to the election of ethnic Albanian mayors has intensified since they took office last weekend. The United States has imposed new sanctions on companies linked with both sides of the Sudan conflict, the army and paramilitary rapid support forces. It comes as the latest shelling and aerial bombardments have killed at least 18 people at a market in the capital, Khartoum. The U.S. Senate is debating a crucial bill that will suspend the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Leaders in the chamber are pushing to sign the bill before Monday. On Wednesday, it passed the Republican-led House with bipartisan support.